B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody. Ken Loren here. She's got her headphones in.
She can hear us.
What are you listening to?
She is...
I just kind of like, when I'm writing, I have to zone you guys out because I start writing what you guys are saying instead of what I'm thinking.
We were busy today.
Yes.
You were right what we're thinking, what we're saying.
Yeah. If you guys are talking about something, those words will like sneak into my blog and I have to go back
and... You do it too?
Yeah. It's like if you're sending a text message and somebody's talking to you and I'm sending a text message to you or like the show... And Amanda's going, do the dishes. I'd be like, hey, I'll meet you at Queen Park Social. Do the dishes. And then I'd be like, damn it.
Or just dishes will, like, pop in there.
That
and then
you
go back and
you?
Read
no,
it.
I don't think so.
It makes no sense. You're like, why did I write dishes in the middle of this sentence? It has nothing to do with dishes.
Well, you guys are good multitaskers because...
Not really.
I think whenever I'm reading an email, I block every... Or I'm typing something, I block everything else out.
Mm.
And I'm focused on that. Now, I used to be, back when I was 911, was able to, like, have two conversations at once.
It is hard. Well, we had an awesome weekend where I surprised Amanda, my wife, with a surprise party. And Roy, you thought it was really funny that of course Nicole and Dow were running late, and because of that I had a stall. But they weren't the only ones. There's a couple people that
Loren
ran late.
Loren and Dow. It's not Nicole and Dow.
Oh, Loren and Dow. Sorry. See, there you go. I'm I'm messed up. But yes, Loren and Dallas were running a little late. But I wanted to give everybody extra time. Everybody was supposed to be at the restaurant at Ilios Noche at 7:15. And I didn't leave my house till like 7:28 for a supposed 7:30 reservation. Mm-hmm. And Amanda was like pacing.
You know, it was hilarious, too, because, one, I couldn't get over the fact that Loren showed up wearing a bonnet because it was raining.
I got my hair done that day, and my hairdresser sent me home with a bonnet because it was raining, and I didn't have an umbrella. So then it wasn't raining when I got home, so I left the bonnet in the car, and then when we got back in the car, it was raining, so I was like, screw it, I'm going to wear it in.
Is the bonnet like a paper bonnet, like a...
I imagine it's plastic.
It's plastic.
Is it clear?
Yeah, it's clear. It looks like a shower cap, kind of.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Dallas was like, you are not wearing that into this restaurant. I was like, oh, I am. Like, I'll take it off as soon as I make it through the front door. I was like, but I'm wearing it.
What time did you get there?
Like, probably 5 minutes before you guys did.
Okay.
When I texted you, text me, when you guys are here, I was, like, standing there with my phone waiting
for
you.
Okay, okay. Yeah, so we gave everybody a little more time to get there.
Yeah.
But everybody was there finally, and my wife walked in. But, you know, it was really funny, like, behind the scenes, like, here, months ago, I said, hey, I'm planning on throwing a surprise party for Amanda. And then I'm like, how do I keep the secret for that long? Because it's easy to screw it up just by like, saying stuff to Amanda, like, oh, well, you know, she's like, oh, I want to tell Roy congratulations on his new house. And I'd just be like, oh, well, just tell him when you see him on Saturday night. And she's like, what?
Yeah.
Like, that's easily to slip. So to keep that from being a giveaway, I said to Amanda, we're going to dinner. Then we're all going to meet out. Like, a lot of us will meet out afterwards. So at least
you had something to, like, fall back on.
Right. Yep.
That's and then smart. You really thought that ahead. I don't think I would have been that smart.
Well, yeah, but you know, a lot of people that throw a huge surprise party also don't want any acknowledgement of anything going on.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is harder, you know?
Well, I remember I snuck Sterling's best friend into town for his birthday as a surprise. Remember when he
screamed? How'd that go?
Didn't go well. They're no longer friends.
The surprise was good.
Are they really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, my gosh. I thought that for sure would blow over.
At least no one's told me. They could be talking, and I don't know because I'm not part of it. But as far as I can tell, like, there's no
way.
It's Roy to surprise his partner with an awesome surprise, and then it all goes to hell.
It ended up being the worst birthday in his life. It's just, I tried to do something.
No fault of yours.
No fault of mine. Although maybe a little. I don't know. But it's like this past weekend when... Like, I told Dad, we're going to go have the best steak ever, and then the steak's awful.
Yeah.
it's so opposite.
That sucks, because the place that you went to usually has really good steaks.
Yeah, and they have an interesting way of cooking the steak that I've had before that I've never really, I don't know. Do you know anyone else that does a steak like that?
Is that Pittsburgh style?
It's just, I don't know, maybe, but it's literally just on
What's
one
Pittsburgh
side.
Style?
I think where they, like,
they cook
like
on one
flash
side.
Sear it or just cook it on one side.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
But
So Amanda, then when we got there, Stratos, the guy who owns Ilios Noche, He was like, hey, welcome. Good to see you. Happy birthday. We got you a private room in the back. I'll close the curtain. Nobody will bother you. I go, whoa. You know, and we're not royalty. It's not first class on an airplane. You don't need to close the curtain.
Yeah, you're not trying to get it on back there either.
No, I know. So Amanda was pretty surprised. Loren did take video. I don't know if I have the video where you can hear Amanda's reaction. Because she saw her friend Lacey from Memphis. And she was super excited that Lacey obviously was there. Or surprised, I think, is a better word. I mean, she was excited, of course, but surprised for sure. Let's see. Here's Loren taking video. And then I'll play the video. I'll play. Let's see. Oh, yeah, there we are. Okay. All right. Ready? Here we go. And then she sees her friend. So she saw her friend's, her friend Lacey's husband, Adam, and she told me that she saw Adam and she knew Lacey was somewhere but couldn't find Lacey. Like when she got into the room, you know, she saw Adam. So she's like, I know her. Lacey's got to be here somewhere.
Didn't Lacey have a hat on? Too?
Yeah, Lacey had a hat on. Yeah. But anyway, it was a really good time and it was really funny. It was just hard, like. I told her, I said, well, I think we're going to meet your friend Shelby out tonight. She's like, I think let's just go. It's like 6:40. We had the surprise party planned for 7:30. She's like, let's just go to like a 6:40 dinner and then we'll go to like watch Mr. Rogers.
Sure. By the way, no offense. I love Mr. Rogers. I'm from Pittsburgh. But who the hell wants to go see Mr. Rogers on their birthday?
I don't know.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, I think she was just wanting to chill.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Keep it low key.
So I said, well, we can't. You know, I thought at one point to myself, too, I go, at some point, I'm just going to have to tell her straight up, like, listen, we got a surprise party for you. You got to act surprised.
We did our best.
But everybody did a good job. She didn't recognize anybody's cars.
That's good. Well, you probably don't. I don't even look at people's cars when I pull up places.
Well, thank God it was pouring, too.
Yeah, that helped.
I know. And I didn't know which one she, Loren was going to drive.
Had the Lorenegade.
Oh, the Lorenegade was there. Okay. So, a white Jeep, but.
Now, let me tell you how my ego is. And Sterling had to take it down a notch. I was really upset about missing her surprise birthday.
I know, because you were moving, which we're going to talk about next.
I was moving, and I was telling him that I really, really bummed out. And I was like, you know, her and I have, I feel like, a really, really good friendship. And I don't want to let her down that I'm not there. And he's like, you do know that, like...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You're not the best friend. He's like, you know, like, because I told him that you were having, like, her friends come in town. He's like, you aren't the star of, like, you not being there.
It's not really about you in any way, shape, or form.
Because I'm like, oh, like, she's just going to be so devastated that I'm not there. And he's like, her best friends are coming into town. Like, it's not a, you know,
tell
about
Sterling
you.
she did say that she wishes you were there, but he's going to get a kick out of this. Tell him, though, that she said while we were eating, she goes, I wish Sterling and Roy were here.
Oh, Sterling's name first. Meanwhile, I'm at home going, it's all about me. She's going to be devastated that I'm not there.
I wish Sterling and Roy were here. Did you text her on the side?
I did. I didn't get a text back, though.
Loren was the only one that made it. Nicole texted her.
I texted. I didn't hear back. Yeah. But then again, I sometimes text Amanda Knepp, so I don't know.
Somebody that we used to work with. All right, so that was great. Surprise party went well. Thank you to Elios Noche for a wonderful evening of food and spirits, libations. Yep. Now, your move.
Yes.
Today was your first day driving in.
From the new house.
Did you have to GPS your way in like Loren would have to do?
No, I knew immediately. I already know the whole area. I'm good to go. Don't need a GPS for anything.
What was the hardest, most difficult thing about the move? On Friday specifically.
On Friday specifically, the hardest thing about the move was getting the errands of getting a U-Haul, picking up furniture at one store, going to High Point, North Carolina, picking up furniture from another store, then coming back, then unloading it, then taking back the U-Haul. That was just like a lot of errands.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really have to physically move the stuff from the apartment. Sterling kind of oversaw that. I did all the new furniture purchases.
Okay.
And picking up those. And those have their own issues. Of like, at one point, the Home Goods didn't even have our order. They're like, oh, well,
we don't, put it back.
We don't have it. I'm like, what? What do you mean you'll
so
have
exhausting.
It? I have a U-Haul sitting out front. You better have it.
So obviously they found it.
They found it. Yeah, there's some form lost, you know, nonsense like that.
But. Remember the last time you moved, you ended up helping the mover move?
Yeah, I do. So it was when I moved Sterling into my place. We had all these things and, you know, going from one apartment to another, one bedroom apartment to another one bedroom apartment, that's too much furniture. So we had to get rid of stuff. And so we're like, well, maybe we could take this to the storage unit. Maybe we could just throw this away. And the guy said, hey, if you're going to throw this away, can I have it? And we're like, yeah, it's fine. So here we are driving to his house in our U-Haul that we rented, but we're paying for by the mile, by the way.
I don't understand why you offered to take it to his house.
I don't know, Loren. I don't know.
I don't think he did. I think he was like, cool, yeah, you can have it. And the guy's like, great, let's go.
He's
like,
I'm right in the driver's seat.
Yeah, he's like, I live right near the U-Haul place, so it wouldn't be that much extra. So meanwhile, you know, now it's costing me money to take it the furniture to his house. And then here comes the awkward part of when we get there, do I just stand there and watch? I felt weird, so I helped the guy,
helped move
the furniture inside of his house.
Now you're helping him move.
Yeah. So none of that happened.
Only Roy would help the mover who moved him move.
Did you still tip him?
Yeah, we tipped him. And by the way,
you don't think he should have?
Yeah, he got free
furniture.
I don't
think furniture. You should have tipped him as much.
And I, by the way, don't know how to tip. I don't know the appropriate amount of tipping for
Clearly
movers.
Clearly neither do I. Remember what happened
so
when
like
I'm...
a good 20 is probably
what?
Good. Like 20 a person?
Oh, a person? Okay, because we tipped 100 for three people.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. I mean, that's what I would say. Like, did
what?
You offer them drinks and stuff, too?
No,
that's big.
Well, because we didn't have any. We're moving. How do you offer drinks when you're moving?
You have a cooler.
But that's what we didn't do. Remember, the guy was like, so when's lunch? And I was like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, ha, funny, ha-ha. Like,
we don't have stuff to make food or lunch or drinks.
You just keep the movers happy, man.
Listen,
you're going to start getting a lot of work done around your house.
Yeah.
Anybody who comes, keep them happy. Offer them a soda, a water.
I know. And I've been tipping everyone. I tipped the electrician.
That's good. You don't
I
have
tipped
to tip,
the cable
though.
Guy.
That's good. But you don't have to tip. You could just offer like a water or a soda.
Yeah, but see, my fridge is bare empty.
So here, I had a guy come to my house. He was, what the hell was he doing? I think he was like our Spectrum Internet. And he had to go up in the attic, and it was really hot. It was the summer. And I said, are you going to get up to the attic? He goes, yeah, or I'm going to try and figure out how to, you know, loop the wire around the outside of the house. I'm like, oh, I'd much rather have it hidden through the attic than, like, looped around the outside of my house, you know, along the siding. So he's like, it's so hot up there. And then he went up there, and he came back, and I gave him a water. And he's like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and run it through the attic. The water changed his mind, you see. If I didn't give him the water, I would have had it hung out outside. He's like, hey, this guy cares about me.
Okay.
He's interested in my well-being.
Yeah, I have to get used to all that.
Yeah.
With the cable guy, I was kind of weirded out because he showed up in a minivan and threw me a curveball for some reason.
Unmarked?
Unmarked minivan.
Yeah.
And then and he was working with a headlamp because it was nighttime. And that whole thing freaked me out. And then I was sitting there Googling, as he was, by the way, in my living room, do you tip the cable guy?
Oh, that's funny.
How much do you tip the cable guy? Sterling, I have to run to the ATM.
I gave him a 20.
It's a whole thing.
That's good. You don't have to, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the rules.
Yeah. Like, if you had a big project and the guy was there working. Now, he was there last night working with his headlamp on.
Yeah.
I get that. It's a little cold outside.
It seemed like a big pain to me.
If he's working on a big project, tip him away. But if he's doing just generic stuff, because some of these cats get on their phones and they waste their own time. It's not like they're there working on your project for so long.
Right.
But what about your yard? Did you get your yard done?
No, they kept having to reschedule my yard because of the rain. And so they're supposed to go today at some point.
Okay. But we're about to go over there.
I can't wait for you guys to come over and look
at it. I want
to
see it.
The kitchen's done except the breakfast nook. The breakfast nook is not completed. We're missing the chairs. And then the living room's
done.
Well,
I'm not coming then.
Do you have wine and champagne for Loren?
I don't have any wine or champagne.
Are you doing
it?
Do you
have any food?
I have a Reese's cup and some sodas.
Do you have a fill the bar party coming?
I don't feel comfortable having a party until everything's done.
Mm-hmm.
So I can show it off.
Okay.
And there's a part there. So you got to look at my washer and dryer room. It's a bit janky because of the way they designed it. My washing machine's sticking out about 2 inches and compared to the dryer.
So does mine. The way that my room is.
It's all tight.
Yeah. So we're going to end up stacking ours, but.
I don't. know if I can't. Well, look at mine. I don't know if I can stack mine.
Can we post pictures?
Of just what I approve.
Okay.
And I still have to buy some pillows and some things and one day bring
it all
together.
Maybe we'll take a little selfie inside your new place and post it.
Okay.
Cool. All right. That's a Wrap Party podcast, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, just a heads up for you guys that listen to the Wrap Party. If you're in the Charlotte area, Wednesday morning starting at 8 a.m., we're going to be out at Queen Park Social giving away cooked turkeys for Thanksgiving. And we're going to be doing our annual turkey bowling contest. So that's happening at Queen Park Social on Yancey Road Wednesday morning. If you're hearing this and you can stop by and you want a free cooked turkey, bowl a strike, win a turkey.
Yeah.
A cooked turkey. A cooked turkey.
You don't even have
already.
To cook. That's the best part.
You're going to bowl a frozen turkey, go home with a cooked turkey. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, everyone. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.